This Mortal Coil.
Well, do you switch on the telly sometimes and then wish you hadn't? Especially if you've got kids in the room. Well, the content on some mainstream TV channels can be at times inappropriate for family viewing. And this could be one of the reasons that faith-based streaming services are booming at the moment. In the United States, for example, Living Scriptures, it's a Mormon streaming service. It has 200,000 regular users, many of whom signed up when the coronavirus hit and lockdowns were enforced. In Australia here too, faith-based TV is proving popular. Well, joining me from the west coast of the United States is Reuben Evans. He's the executive producer of Faith Life TV and Faith Life Films at the Faith Life Corporation. And Marko Vrančić is the director of and manager of Faith Stream based here in Australia. Hello to you both.
Good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Good to be with you.
Reuben, if I can go to you first, can you tell us about Faith Life Corporation and how you got your start?
Yeah, absolutely. Faith Life Corporation, we got our start actually with a young man way back in the 90s who is named Bob Pritchett. He had a partner. He was actually working with Bill Gates as a intern, and he created a Bible searching program which ended up becoming world-renowned, known as Logos Bible Software, used by pastors, teachers, and students all over the world in their biblical and theological studies. And from there, we grew the services that we offer the church, including Faith Life TV.
Okay, and so when did you branch out into Faith Life TV?
That was in 2015.
Ah, okay. And was that part of an awareness that there was a niche in the market, a hole in the market for this?
Yes, you know, there have been television channels that have served the religious, you know, community, Christian faith-based community for a very long time. But from our experience in biblical studies, what we found is that there was a real desire for people who wanted to go more in-depth in understanding the scripture. So our team actually creates original content and documentaries, some children's programming and things for Faith Life TV, in addition to working with other films and shows that we license.
And are you finding that the people who are watching those services are people who tend to be your traditional base, or are they people who are coming from mainstream backgrounds?
You know, I think that we have really kind of focused on what we call equipping the church in the light of the Bible. And so most of our viewers are really coming from traditional church backgrounds that they would go to, whether that's evangelical or what we'd refer to as mainline here in the States. But often, you know, there's a desire that maybe they don't feel their church is going deep enough. They're still hungry, perhaps, or they don't have maybe physical access to being able to go to a Bible school or things like that, or they just don't know where to start. For those folks, I think that we've been able to provide some really great entertainment.
Marko, if I can go to you now, what is Faith Stream about?
Well, FaithStream was something that we developed and came up with about 2.5 years ago now. We've been involved with Christian television for almost 17 years now. In 2003, we started by providing access to Christian television through the means of having a satellite dish installed on your roof, and people would watch a number of different Christian television channels via the satellite dish. But as things have progressed and technology has moved on, and as Steve Austin, who's a radio host here in Brisbane and ABC Brisbane, often says talks about digital disruption, that digital disruption also has affected our industry, and we have then branched out into developing a IPTV box. It's a streaming box, which is predominantly designed to receive and watch Christian television, as well as on-demand services through various Christian apps.
Okay, so would that be similar, Marco, to a Netflix, a sort of an on-demand service, or is it programmed at certain times of the day?
We're not so much as a content producer like FaithLife. What we are trying to do is give people easy access to these services, because a lot of them might not know about many different Christian services. So we then, through our box, we're able to then promote that way, and so they can watch the channels and different Christian services at their fingertips, rather than having to sort of download different apps to watch different channels and so forth. So we still bring in that channel surfing experience, so that those people, especially in a sort of 55 plus age bracket, are still able to use streaming services and watch, and be given full support for that.
Okay, so what sort of channels could people watch through FaithStream?
All your standard Christian channels, so all your mainstream Christian channels that are available throughout the world. So we've gone and partnered with some Christian channels, and they have provided us their content to restream and watch their and restream their channels, so right, that people can have access to them. Yes.
Yeah. Well, what sort of channels would they be, Marco?
The channels there's over 200 of them, so I'll try and just sort of mention
one or two
a
of the main
I guess,
ones,
if we
yeah.
can, or
yeah, just one or two of the main ones.
Yeah, sure. So some of them, like that, would be the Australian Christian Channel, the TBN Pacific, 3ABN, Daystar, Amazing Facts, and so forth.
Okay, all right. And at the moment, how many people have you got subscribed up to the service?
We've been doing this over a number of years, so we're not really focused so much on how many subscribers we have. Because many platforms, they boast and say we've got so many thousands of subscribers, but we all know that a lot of them might be inactive. So what we really focus on is how many views we get on our platform. So each week we get thousands of views from viewers that are actively using FaithStream on a daily basis. So that way we know actually that they're actively using it.
And have you seen any difference in how people are using your service during the various lockdowns around the country at the moment?
Yes, definitely. We have seen a great increase in demand for streaming services, and especially with our service, with FaithStream. We have had more than double the viewership during the lockdown in late March and April, and it has slowly now fallen off again, but now that things in Victoria are not that great again, we are again having a big influx in people using the streaming service, yes.
Ruben, if I can go back to you, have you seen an increase in people subscribing to FaithLife TV during the pandemic?
Yeah, definitely. You know, there really is a growing interest during this time. And what one thing that we actually did is we have a service called FaithLife Equip, which offers a whole suite of services to churches, but including live streaming. So on our website, actually, we have a quote from an Australian pastor who, as soon as the pandemic started happening, he was able to get his church services live streamed to his members. And so then they're able to just kind of flip right over from the church's live streaming service once that's done. And then they're able to watch other content that's on demand.
Yes, I suppose, because we are obviously finding that people aren't allowed to attend church services or definitely in the numbers that they have been in the past. And that would be a huge growth area of these faith streaming services.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I think that lockdown has an interesting effect, because there are things that we might take for granted, and when they're taken away from us, then we realize how much we value them. And I think the community, specifically here talking about Christian community, is one of them, where if you've had the ability to go to church every week, and now you're confined to your home just with your family, and you realize how much that community feeds you and spiritually builds you up, you miss it. And so hopefully we're able to provide, you know, some of that spiritual nutrition, if you will, through what we're offering.
And it is sad. We've had a number of cases just recently here in Australia where people who have contracted the COVID virus have contracted it because they've been at a service. So, you know, that is a very sad reality as well.
It is tough. And, you know, here in the States, it's also politically loaded with religious liberty issues kind of colliding against public health issues. We've had a couple cases go to our Supreme Court. A prominent church in California is now going on the record saying that they feel that the state of California is overreaching in their attempt to say that churches have to indefinitely suspend services. And at the same, so that's, you know, you can sympathize for those folks feeling like they're trying to make concessions for public health, but nobody seems to know what the future holds, and we're all struggling through it, in different ways.
Absolutely. And Ruben, in terms of the sorts of programming you're seeing people watch and tune to during these COVID times, has that changed?
You know, our focus for our programming really hasn't changed. So people have kind of gravitated toward that. A lot of what we do is perhaps you might think of it being kind of like in the History Channel type of genre. So documentary things, like we just released a documentary earlier this year called The Unseen Realm. And it focuses on the work of Dr. Michael Heiser, who's known internationally for his work on how ancient people really understood the realm of angels and demons and things like that. Like, what was their mental framework for that, the supernatural world? So that's been like a title for us that a lot of people have been engaging, and we're coming up with a couple follow-up titles to go along with that. So that's the kind of thing that the people for us are really tuning into.
And we described when I introduced at the beginning of the show that this is generally under the umbrella of wholesome television, these programs that you're making. Would you agree with that definition?
Yes. I think that being able to provide programs that the whole family can watch is just part and parcel of the Christian approach to media. Like, we produce a children's show called Bible Agent 7. There's several episodes that we've made, and it just has a funny cast of characters. It's animated, and it actually helps kids to dig in and understand the Bible, like how many books are in it and what are the stories, and what's the big story of the message of Jesus Christ coming to die for sinners, being raised from the dead, and offering forgiveness and salvation to us. Honestly, when you turn on other streaming services, you don't quite know what you're going to get. And I, for an adult, and there's, you know, it's like, well, that's part of the surprise. But in many ways, parents really sort of want to know what they're going to get into before they put something on for their kids. And I feel like we try to offer that.
Mm. Marco, what about you? There must be quite a bit of family-friendly material available on FaithStream.
Yeah, definitely. So we have a variety of different channels, and different channels that are on FaithStream obviously cater to different age groups. There are children's programs which were very popular during the lockdown, especially while the school was out, and then different what is also another very popular channel is one that talks about Genesis and science, and a more biblical perspective on the beginning of the world. and things like that. So, but what we have recently found, especially now during COVID, that a lot of people are turning to channels that have sermons, that have prophecy, and things like that. So it is very interesting that what type of channels people end up watching.
I mean, we're all wondering what the future holds at the moment, aren't we?
Well, yes, definitely. And as Christians, we believe that God knows the future and he is in control of the future. So as Christians, we definitely are not afraid of the future. And we move forward with God. We believe that all things work out to good, even sometimes when bad things happen in life and in the world. Definitely, God can work those things for good, and that is why channels, so Christian television and faith-based programming is good, positive influence in people's homes, especially now that they are there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of fear in people as to what's going to happen, and we know that God is not the one that produces fear. He is a God of love, and we need to have that in mind when we talk to people and let them know that there's nothing to fear and that God is in control.
Ruben, you've got a new film on faith life at the moment called Demons. Tell me what that's about.
Yeah, you know, Demons, it's a provocative title. It digs into the work again of Dr. Michael Heiser. And it really begins to explore some of what we would call the supernatural worldview of the Bible. See, in our modern day and age, we read passages like Jesus casting out a demon, and a lot of times we might scratch our head a little bit like this and say, you know, was he just encountering physical conditions, maybe like epilepsy, or perhaps somebody had, you know, what might you think of a multiple personality disorder or something like that? Like we try to sort of make sense of the Bible through our modern lens. The difficulty is that it doesn't quite always come together when we do that. So Dr. Heiser kind of takes us into the ancient mind of the people who lived in Israel and the nations surrounding Israel to get a better view of how they understood the spiritual world, and in this case, how they understood the powers of darkness around them. Getting that kind of framework actually helps you to understand the Bible a lot better because the pieces kind of make sense when you get into the mindset of the original audience. So Demons is a follow-up to The Unseen Realm that we mentioned earlier, and it really kind of takes a deep dive into that and says, what exactly are these powers of darkness that the biblical authors were describing?
And Ruben, you know, given some of the topics and shows you've mentioned tonight, how would you say you mainly differ from the other mainstream television services?
So from our history, we produced Logos Bible software, which allowed us, you know, a couple decades of working with the best biblical scholars in the world. So biblical scholars and theologians tend to teach from universities, from seminaries, they write commentaries, and this is kind of our framework of having a broad experience to the whole spectrum of biblical studies. That world is not really seen by most people who show up in church on Sunday morning because their spiritual guidance is often coming from a pastor, an elder, a priest. And so, for instance, we did a film called Fragments of Truth where we went to Europe and we actually went and interviewed scholars and curators that specialize in the most ancient little fragments of the New Testament, the earliest copies of the Gospels, and digging into the question of are the Gospels reliable? Like, can we trust the stories that we read about Jesus in the Bible from the four Gospel writers? And so we really kind of dug into that and shot in an incredibly cinematic manner some of these even little tiny papyrus fragments that go way back in church history, and we took an in-depth look at that question. And I think it's a, really powerful piece.
Hmm. And Marco, if I can go back to you, why do you think this type of content that these faith-based services are providing, why do you think they're important?
They're important to give a different worldview. There are many things out there that are, how can I say, they are portraying the world in a negative way, that everything is dying and decaying and so forth. While that is the sad reality of this life, but faith, what Christianity and faith-based television will teach is that there is more than just this life, and that, that there is something else to come, and something to look forward to, rather than just this one life on this earth. And people always question that, if there is something else behind, or something else after life on this earth. So it is important that we have that alternative, so that there is people have the option to see a different worldview.
Hmm. And Ruben, what about the skeptics and the non-believers who are listening to our conversation? What can they learn from Faith Life TV?
So we just went down and produced a series with Dr. Sean McDowell, who's a PhD out of California. And this series is called Is God Just a Human Invention? It's an 8-part series. Each piece is maybe only about 10 minutes or so. But we try to take seriously some of the most common and the strongest objections to Christianity. And Dr. McDowell tackles those. His he has a famous father, Josh McDowell, who really made his name back in the 70s with a book called More Than a Carpenter. And that's been well known throughout the world. His son, Sean, actually helped him to revise that volume. But Sean takes on topics like, is there, you know, is the soul real? Or how can a loving God send people to hell? Or how can Christianity justify what seems like all these wars from ancient Israel? Or is it, how can you believe in God when he's nothing more than a you know, the equivalent of a flying spaghetti monster that you might have seen on the internet? But these are, as silly as that sounds, these are real, genuine, intellectual objections to faith. And we want to be able to tackle those and say, you know what? There are some powerful theological, philosophical answers for people who are skeptics, or they're searching, or they're working through doubt. The Bible has some incredibly powerful answers for them.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen. I'll have to wrap up our conversation there. But thank you for talking to Nightlife tonight about these faith-based television services.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You. Thank you for your time.
Ruben Evans, executive producer of Faith Life TV and Faith Life Films at Faith Life Corporation, talking to us from the States, and Marco Vrančić, director and manager of Faith Stream Services here in Australia, talking about the boom that we're seeing in these faith-based streaming services on television.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.